We are learning Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Tezayin Amar Beis. We are beginning the last few words on the bottom of Tezayin Amar Aleph. Boyi Rava. Rava had a shy like this. Tolosh l'b'soif chibroi l'inshchit amai. We already established that Tolosh l'b'soif chibroi, if it was detached and you attached it, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's called Tolosh. When it comes to Zeraim, when it comes to Hechsher Zeraim, it could be it's Machlekes Tanoim, or it's a Kuliyama considered Tolosh. What about Legabe Shchita? What's the din? Is it considered mechubur and it's pasul v'shchita l'fi Rebbe, or it's considered talush and it's kosher? That's the question. Toshima, and really we had a sugya before, and Rava doesn't hold of that sugya or of that raya from the brayse. Like we'll see in a second, he will bring down that brayse and we'll see what Rava's opinion about that is. Toshima, let's try bring a raya to the shaila. Shaila is if you have a knife that was talush and then it became mechubur. Let's say a rock that was tolish and became a chubur, is it kosher or not? B'di'eved. Toshima, if there was a rock coming out of the wall, or if there was a reed growing from the ground, you did shechita with that, that's absolutely, it's possible. And l'chayra, the case of tzur yoytzim l'kaisel was a case of tolish shev chibra. What does it say? It's possible b'di'eved. So you see, it has a din of mechubur. So tomorrow, no, hachamaya skinon. B'kaisel ma'ara. We're talking about kaisel ma'ara, which means that it was a cave, and therefore that tzur coming out of the wall was naturally part of the ground, and therefore it's called mechubur mikra. Tekanami, tektani, domi tekana oilam eilav. It says it's similar to kana oilam eilav, which is definitely something that was mechubur mikra. Shmami no, that we're talking about kaisel mechubur mikra. It's not a raya to the shaila of talos v'shev chibra. Let's try bring another right. Toshima, right in that bryce, it says, no, it's sakam akoyis of a shakaba. If someone stuck a knife into the wall and did shchita with that, shchitasuk share, it's kosher. It's talush of seif chibra. And you see, it's kosher, but the evidence, you see, it's considered talush. So I'm going, no, there it's better. It's not even kol mechubur. Shani sakin dloy mevatle. You don't leave it there. You're just putting it there for the time being. You're not leaving it in the wall, and therefore it's always considered talush. It's never considered mechubur. It's not called talush of chibra because it's not kol mechubur at all. Toshma, third raya in all the same brayse. The next part of brayse says mechubur lekarka shutasik sher. This is really the first part of the brayse. It says mechubur lekarka. Then the brayse says sakin, and the brayse says tzuriyat to mekaisel. So let's bring right from the ratio of that brayse. It says in the brayse mechubur lekarka shutasik sher. Mechubur lekarka shutasik sher. What do you mean? How could he say that mechubur lekarka is kosher? It says the end of the brayse that tzuriyat to mekaisel konam eilav is possible. So what's Pshat Mechubur? Mechubur must mean Talos Shev Chibra, which is actually the Gemara answered before to explain this Braisa. So Chara, it's a Raya to Rav HaShayla. Mechubur Karka, it's a Raya that it's Talos Shev Chibra is kosher, because if not, there'll be a steer in the Braisa. So Gemara, no, Dilma Perushikam Afarish. My Mechubur Karka, which type of Mechubur Karka is Taka kosher? L'sakin L'mavatle. By Sakin, they're not Mavatle. But maybe Echanami, if you take something that's tolish and you mechaber to the karka and you leave it there for good, maybe there, takubi mechubur. And therefore, Rava blibes the shayla, does not answer the shayla, wobi alacha tolish shev chibroi. That means we have a Gemara before that assumed that tolish shev chibroi is called tolish. But here in Rava's shita, we're staying with the shayla and we're not sure if that's called, if you leave it there for kavua, if that's called mechubur or not, and was, if Rava was staying with a shayla. But the Lamaisa, we have before, the Gemara Paskin that has din of a talish. So the Gemara Vaita, Omamar, Noatz Sakin Mekoysel Shachaba Shritasak Sheira. It says that if you stick a sakin into the wall, that Lakuliyam is kosher, it's considered talish, it's not considered mechubur, because you're not leaving there for good. Omar Rav, Onan, Omar Shmuel, Lo Yishonu, the only time a sakin, a knife that's in the wall, is a good shchita, is Elisha Sakin Lamailam and Tzarabhema Lamata. Only if the sakin's on top, and you put the Tzarabhema under it, and you go back and forth. Since the behema is not, the weight of the behema is not pushing down on the knife, the opposite, the knife's on top, therefore it's kosher. Aval, Sakin Lamata and Tzarabhema Lamaila, if the sakin is on the bottom, is lower upon the wall, I take a behema on top of it, and I move it back and forth to do the shchita, since the behema is so heavy, Chashinon Shema Yidra. So worried, maybe it'll push down, and it'll be called Hadraso, which means pushing down with pressure, not going back and forth. Read the Marakasha, Vaktani, Bencha Sakin Lamato, Vitzavar Behema Lamaila, Bencha Sakin Lamaila, Vitzavar Behema Lamato. We have first a Braisa. That's Mutta Dua Shchita. Say if the Behema is on top, say if the Behema is bottom. Here you're telling me that it's a problem, and there we see Klar, that, and it actually says in the Braisa, Bain Tolish Behema Mechubur, it says there. Even by Mechubur, if even though the Behema is Lamala, it's still kosher. So, Lachar, it's a Kasha on Shmuel, on of Amar Shmuel, that says this halacha that if the behemoth is lamaila, it's a shchash shema yidros. So more than two mahalchim. Amar Rav Zvid, one tarish is talos matani. In that price alone, it's talos matani. That when it's talosh, then you could do have the behemah lamaylo. But when it's mechubar, not. And you read it like this. Sakin lamato v'tzav behemah lamaylo, that's betalosh. That works by a sakin that's talosh. Masha'enke, sakin lamaylo v'tzav behemah lamato, that's by mechubar. But when you have a sakin lamaylo, and tzav or behemah lamato, so then it's by mechubar, it can be good by mechubar, even though it's a talosh, or you're not mevatel there. But the only time it works that the tzav of behemah is lemaila is only if it's completely talos when you don't have a shash hadrasa. That's the answer. The price is not a kasha. When it says that you can do bein b'mechubar bein talosh, then bein lemaila bein lemata, it's let's start them. Talosh, then the behemah can be lemaila when the knife is talosh, because then you have control over the knife. It's talosh. It's in your hand, and therefore it won't be hadrasa. Mashen kein. When it's mechubah, when it's attached to something, it only works if the behemah is lamata. Behemah is a mile, worry about the pressure, it'll make hadrasa. That's one teretz. Another teretz to answer the brisa that says they allow to do even the behemah is a mile. The Ravah talks about sai talosh, sai mechubah. But we're talking about a oif that's light. That's a very light, a chicken is very light, any bird, and therefore you can do shechita, you're not worried about hadrasa. So tomorrow, vayte. We mentioned before that legavi shchita, you could use a kana, a reed for shchita. So Gemara qualifies that halacha in sakana. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak. Some say it's a brisa. Chamish tvarim nemu kremis shalkana. There are five things that were said by a kremis shalkana, which is this reed. Ain sheikh nabai. Now I'll do a shchita with it. Why not? Because we're worried that it's not going to be so smooth, and it might make a problem of it might be chaynikit. Not so smooth, and a malamba, and you know you do mila with it, a bris mila, because what worried also make the baby a cross shifcha, make a wound over there in that makayim because it's not so smooth. You don't cut meat with it because the mosquito, a little splinter will get in, and that'll make a sakana if someone eats that piece of basa. You also don't clean your teeth with it because a splinter might fall off. And a person does not wipe himself after the bathroom with this kana also because it's dangerous, because it could scratch something in the intestines and hurt him. And give him and it's a sakana. So that's these five things said by a kana. So what's the problem? It says, ain't sheichtim, but one of the things says, can't do shechita. V'atayin the b'raisa says, v'chol sheichtim, ain't mitzur, ain't mitzchukis, ain't mitzchukis, ain't you could use a krem shakana. We had in that b'raisa that says that you could do a shechita with a krem shakana. Rapapa. The answer is, dafka b'simuna da agma. There's a type of kana that grows be'agam in the swamps, and this kana does not have any splinters coming out of it, and therefore you can do a shrita. But masha enkein, the ones that have splinters were worried that it'll make a hole in the simonim and choke the behemoth, or make the behemoth a treifa, because it's not smooth, and it has some kind of splinters, it's no good. But the case they can do shrita is a certain type of reed that's very smooth and strong, very strong reed that has no splinters. Said right there in that brayse, when mechatech on basa, you shouldn't cut basa. Rapapa, mechatech ba kirve dogim. Rapapa said you're allowed to cut with it the inside of fish, the zigi, because the fish is very thin and it's see through. And if any toothpicks, any pieces of wood, chips of wood get stuck in there, you'll be able to see it because it's very translucent. The skin of the kirve dogim, the insides of the fish. Rabbi Avuna, mechatech oifah the rachich. He said you're allowed to cut chicken with it. Why? Chuck or any oif, because it's soft and therefore it won't break off a splinter. It said in the brayso also, it's a brayso, it's a memra. A person should not wipe himself after the bathroom with these reeds. Freit the Gemara, stamazay you shouldn't use anything that is flammable. Typically, mishum de amamar hamakaneach bedava sha'or shalatis boy. If you makaneach, a person makaneach himself with anything which is flammable, which could be burnt, shinov noishrois, his intestines could get detached from the rectum, because the reason is, it's a davar skuli. It's not a real thing, but it's like a thing that's a piece. It's a pi sakana ruach ra, like shaydim, that type of idea. Anything arshlez boys is dangerous. So anyway, you can't wipe yourself. Forget about the splinters. Rapapa, we're not talking about wiping from the bathroom. Kenuach pi makri. We're talking about cleaning up a wound with this kana. You should not use a kana. Why? Because it might crack and it might have some splinters going to the skin, and that will make a problem. Something more about it. We had in the Mishnah three cryptic words. We'll talk about two of them right now. It's in the Mishnah, HaKoyel Shechtim, everyone can Shecht, Loyalim Shechtim, and Shecht forever. What does that mean? And the Gemara doesn't want to learn that Koyel Shechtim means that a cotton, can't do it, a mumar or a tamei. It doesn't mean that, because we had that before already. The first Mishnah, HaKoyel Shechtim, said, there's a bunch of Mishatim, there's a marba a mumar, there's a marba a tamei, there's a marba this, marba that. So what's this HaKoyel Shechtim telling us? And what does Loyalim Shechtim? So Gemara explains like this. HaKoyel Shechtim means, it's going on a thing that's nishchatim, a thing that's getting geshachtim. Hakol shechtim, hakol b'shchita. All livestock are chayiv and shchita. Afilu oif, even birds, because the birds it doesn't say first and entire they need shchita. It says mezvachtim v'karcha mitzaynecha. Mitzaynecha. It says dafka v'karcha and tzaynecha need shchita, but not oif. So maybe oif wouldn't need shchita. The tak is a man the yom ahol. They ain't shchita l'oif minat ha'ira. Shachtim mishta hakol shechtim afilu oif. What means l'oilum shechtim? That you always have to shecht, man tana. So tomorrow, Rabbi wants to explain it up here, Rabbi Shmuel. Man tana, I'm a Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel. You tell him to the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Re'eh, ki yarchiv Hashem alekecha zgulucha kashadi b'lach. And when Hashem makes your land very wide, when you get there in Shul, you can have a lot of space, you're going to move very far away, and you can't go to the base. Hamikdash, Marta, oichle basa. You say, I want to eat basa, ki sav nafshcha lecha basa, ki sav nafshcha lecha basa. You can eat basa, whatever you want. So a small oimer, this pasuk, we've all caused lahat lehem basa taiva. This pasuk is being matier to eat basa taiva, which means to eat basa just by shechting it, we're bringing it as a carbon. Shevetchila, while they were in the midbar, nesa lehem basa taiva. They were not allowed to eat basa taiva. They only can eat basa from a carbon. Meshenichus lares, they got into Eretz Yisrael. Now the kiyachiv chol gvulecha. Now you're very far from the Mishkan. You can't get this so easily. In the midbar, that's where you lived, around the Mishkan. Here it's very far. You want to eat some meat. Hutla basa taiva. There's a het basa taiva. That's a small sheet. That's the lowest the pasuk. Zok the rabba. Va'achshav shegalu. Now that Klaus went to Galus, yochol yachzu esur rishon. Maybe back to the issue they had in the midbar. They only can eat. That maybe they only can eat basar from a carbon. Zok the gemara kachshaninu loyelam shechtim. If ever you have a heter of basa taiva, even after you go into Galus. That's what he says. That's what rabba wants to learn. Now, there's a Rashi over here that's an interesting Rashi, which says argues. It says that and in the midbar Nesla and Basa Taiva, that they're not allowed to eat only Basa Shlomim, and if they shecht on a carbon, they're Einish Karis, like it says in Pesach Moilei Aviv. And Tosfos is bothered by that din is dafka by Kachim, they have Shuti Chotzes Chayiv Karis. But if you shecht the Basa Taiva, Chayiv Karis, Tosfos doesn't like that. But Tosfos says that we knew Basa Taiva was Aser because you see that. Torah has to be mati or basa taiva and get there at the shul. So it must be before it was aser. It's not from the pasuk or pesach of you. Stam, you see from the pasuk that the pasuk has to be mati or basa taiva. It must have been it was aser before. Okay, but either way, Rabbah takes over a small sheet and says that's pshat in the Mishnah. La'olam sheikh means to teach us that you allow it to be sheikhet for basa taiva after the galus. So it's very shvat. Maskar veis two kashas. First of all, if the chiddush is that you allow to eat basa taiva, hi la'olam sheikh them. It says la'olam sheikh them. You always need shchita. The ikka point is that you're allowed to eat basa taiva. Not la'olam shechtim, you always need shechita, of course. That was not chiddush. La'olam shechtim v'eichnim, that even today, you're allowed to shecht and eat. You're allowed to eat basa taiva. That's kasha number one. Va'oid, nacha kasha, bamba kasha, mikara my time itzer. Why was it aser basa taiva in the midbar? You know why? Because you had the base of you had the mishkan. So now mikara l'mishkan, yukara l'mishkan. Ulubisayif my time itzer, and why was it mutter when you got there at Yisrael? Because you're too far. Damar marki mishkan, you're too far from mishkan. So kolshikain, on top of now, yudzayim and aleph, the kolshikain hashtam, and of course today, that we are in Galus, we don't even have a mishkan. We're even further, we don't even have a mishkan. And even, let's say, in Bavel, they were there after the second place mikdash, so they're still, they're too far. So, of course, they allowed to eat basa taiva. So, what in the world are you saying that's a chiddush? They're telling me that you allowed to eat basa taiva? Of course. And also, what should have said, Eichlim. She doesn't like the pshat. Rabbi Yosef is not like the pshat. Elo Rabbi Yosef, the pshat like this, Rabbi Kiva. It's going to go to Rabbi Kiva. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The town of the Braisa. Rabbi Kiva learns this psukim different. He says that fakert. Rabbi Kiva Imer Levah Kasa LeEslam Basa VeNechira. That in the midbar they were allowed to eat basa taiva. Not only that, they don't even need shchita. The only thing they needed shchita was kachim. But if you wanted to eat stam a steak that night, you just kill the behemoth by slicing the simonim down to the chaza. and finish. You didn't do a regular shechita, you just did a chira, you killed the animal, and you ate it. Shebetchila hotel lahem basa chira. So all right, so we got there to show nes lahem basa chira. Basa chira is nesar. And Zakar Beis is pshat amishta. Ukashachshu shegalu. Now they're in Galus. Yachol yachshu atay rishon. Even now they go back to the hetav in the chira. You're not Eretz Yisrael. Well, maybe because the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, he needed a shechita, but now we're not Eretz Yisrael. Well, we don't need a shechita anymore. Maybe the chira be enough. Kach shaninu la'olam shechtim. You always need shechita. It's very smack. La'olam shechtim. We have mina. Only Eretz Yisrael needs shechita. Now we add Eretz Yisrael. Maybe go back to the chira. Back to just killing the animal. Kamash lo no la'olam shechtim. You always need shechita. So lemaisa. We Rabbi tried to say apshat, and Rabbi Yisrael kashed it, and Rabbi Yisrael apshat akol shechtim, loyom shechtim means that if ever you need shechita, you can't use the chira. And akol shechtim is teaching us even a oif needs shechita. So akol shechtim means even a oif, and loyom shechtim, according to Rabbi Yisrael, means that even today, we can't rely on a chira, we have to do shechita.